Radio Bulgaria presents Folk Studio.
In today's Folk Studio, Associate Professor Dr. Vihra Baeva from the Institute of Ethnology and Folklore Studies with the Ethnographic Museum, Bulgarian Academy of Sciences, talks about the traditional drink rakia, Bulgaria's best-loved alcoholic beverage, a remedy, a reason for good mood and entertainment, and one of the symbols of the traditional Bulgarian feasts. Now let us listen to a piece entitled I'm Drinking Wine and Rakia. Rakia has a special place in Bulgarians' everyday life. There are various types of rakia, but the most popular one is the grape brandy, grappa, also known in Bulgaria as grozdanka. In some mountainous regions where people cannot grow vines, plum brandy, also known as slivovica, is the most popular type of rakia. The towns of Trojan, Teteven and Travna, all situated in the Balkan mountain range, are still in a heavy dispute which town produces the best plum brandy. The region around Silistra in northeastern Bulgaria is popular with its high-quality apricot brandy. Rakia can be also brewed from apples, pears, cherries and even figs. The so-called gulovica, which is made of oil-yielding rose, grown in the Rose Valley near the towns of Kazanlak and Karlovo, central south Bulgaria, is also very popular. This brandy was praised by renowned Bulgarian writer Ljuben Karvelov, who dedicated to gulovica a thrilling fragment from his novel entitled Mother's Child. I quote, "Those who have not tried rose brandy from Kazanlak do not know anything about rakia. Oh, my lovely cousin Lushka rose brandy. Nearly 100 volumes of the most eminent periods of the Bulgarian history are hidden in your alcoholic sparkles. I'm among those who enjoyed your great flavor," writes the classic of the Bulgarian literature, Ljuben Karvelov.
Thank you. poem la rakia, dei gidi Pavle Meraclia, navi noem na rakia. Koga dojde vreme, koga dojde vreme, Pavle da si plati, Pavle pari nema, dej gidi Pavle Meraklija, na vinoem na rakija, dej gidi Pavle Meraklija, na vinoem na rakija. Prodaj si, more, ja prodaj si, tvoja vrana konja, tvoja vrana konja. Dej gidi Pavle Meraklija, na vinoem na rakija. Dej gidi Pavle Meraklija, na vinoem na rakija. Si platiš, more da si platiš, što si jalo pilo, što si jalo pilo. Dej gidi Pavle Meraklija, na vinoem na rakija. Dej gidi Pavle Meraklija, na vinoem na rakija.
The piece you've just heard is called Pavle's Drinking Wine and Rakia, to the rendition of Kostadin Gugov. Strong rakia, also known as Skoro Smrtnica, is viewed as a good one in Bulgaria. When the alcohol content is too low, rakia is slightingly called Parcuca or Shlokavica and is usually used as medicine. The phrase weak rakia refers to a person with a weak character and low influence. The phrase rakia time is also widely used in Bulgaria. This is the hour when this traditional alcoholic beverage is served before dinner. Good rakia is a matter of pride for each good host, and the brewing of rakia is a typically male job. Going to the local brewing pot is a good occasion for all men who love to brew rakia to spend the whole day away from home. This time is usually filled with various stories, jokes and giggles accompanied with a tasting of this fiery beverage during the brewing process. Bulgarians use rakia to treat various illnesses and pains. In cases of common cold, for instance, people drink heated rakia with added honey or caramelized sugar. When people suffer from toothache, they rinse their mouth with rakia. In cases of earache, they put cotton soaked with rakia in their ears to ease the pain. Various types of tinctures used for medical treatment are also made of rakia.
Ha ha ha.
You've just listened to the piece entitled Marco is Sipping on Some Wine and Rakia. Rakia brandy is a must on the table of the Bulgarian people. Field workers have few sips of this strong beverage each day after exhausting work in order to relax. People go to the local pubs during national holidays to drink several shots of rakia with friends and chat with them for a while. Hosts welcome guests with rakia in Bulgaria. It is also widely used on weddings and christenings. Rakia and wine are also part of the folklore literature. Both beverages are even personified in the images of White Radha and Red Petko. Rakia is often associated with love and marriage. A song of praise reminding of a church hymn was dedicated to Rakia, where this strong beverage is glorified as a martyr for the sufferings it went through during the brewing process. In folklore fiction, Rakia usually appears in comic plots, such as in the anecdote about Nasreddin Hoxha and Sly Peter. Both men bought a common cask of Rakia. Later, they departed to the nearby town to sell it and make some profit. However, Nasreddin Hoxha got thirsty on their way to the town and asked Sly Peter to pour him some brandy worth a copper coin. Later, Sly Peter also became thirsty. He drank the same quantity of rakia and paid Nasreddin Hoxha with the same copper coin. Then it was again Nasreddin Hoxha's turn to drink some rakia. Thus, both men exchanged the same copper coin until they ran out of rakia. They never made it to the town market. Finally, listen to the song entitled Pour Us Some Wine and Rakia to the rendition of Daniel Spasov.
Oh. на врата.